The school year has begun in Detroit, and it hasn't been a smooth start. Teachers in the public schools are on strike, protesting the district's demands for nearly $90 million in cuts to wages and benefits. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter has the story.
Several dozen teachers are circulating along the sidewalk surrounding Detroit's Cass Tech High School. They're wearing placards with slogans like, "Hands off our benefits" and "No concessions." But teacher Charwillis Gregory, a 17-year veteran, says she's torn. She has children in Detroit schools, but she says the district's continuing efforts to cut teachers' pay is teaching the wrong lesson.
My heart is in that classroom, and it hurts to be here and not be in there. But I still need to do it because you have to value what I do because it's important. They're abusing us as teachers. And if you abuse the people who are teaching the children, it trickles down.
The Detroit Federation of Teachers Union says that abuse has come in the form of years of wage cuts and freezes. Now the school district wants teachers to take another 5.5% wage cut this year and next year. In August, the union voted overwhelmingly to strike. And even many students, like Cass Tech junior Lachelle Benjamin, applaud the action. Benjamin says she wants to be in class, but the school district isn't providing enough funding to keep good teachers or even school supplies.
How can we learn in these kind of conditions? Like our buildings falling apart, we got books older than our parents. I mean, it's like a lot of different conditions, barely tissues in the bathrooms.
Detroit school officials counter that it's hard to keep even bathroom tissue in stock when the city is losing about 10,000 students each year. School officials say parents took those students elsewhere, and the city's dwindling tax base has left the district with a more than $100 million budget deficit that must be filled by cuts in teachers' wages and a freeze on benefits. In the meantime, the district vows to keep schools open, and it did today, for half a day, by using 250 administrators and volunteers to staff the city's 225 schools. But on the picket line, Detroit teacher Robert Williams says staffing and teaching are two different things.
They've got all these students going to these schools this week, understaffed. Where are they going? Basically to the auditorium or to the gym. So they're really not showing good faith, even in respect to the students.
For 3 hours.
And they're not doing a thing. They're
nothing.
Just sitting up there. You know, they're not teaching.
As parents arrive to retrieve their children, many, like Rosalind Green, say they are growing increasingly angry. Green has two high schoolers in Detroit, but says she wants the district to do more than simply gather them in the gym.
If this continues, I'm going to have to make a choice if I want to continue to let them house my kids or educate my kids, you know. I want my kids educated. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to wait around for another month or so until they settle this, because how fair is that to my children, you know. I have to make a decision very soon.
School officials warn that thousands of students could leave the city in very short order if a contract agreement isn't reached soon. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.